Jesus said, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And so when you get saved, you're justified. Now, how do you get justified? By doing good works, by living a good life, by getting baptized, by putting money in an offering plate, by going to church, by joining the church? No. Look what it says. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Keep your finger there and turn to Romans chapter 10. And I'm going to show you this doctrinally. Romans chapter 10. And you'll see this. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. Romans 10, just a few books forward in your Bible there, about four books forward there. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, the Bible says, that if thou shalt... Actually, look at verse number 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. See that word faith? The word of faith which we preach. See, salvation's by faith. Faith means belief, believing. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, salvation is through one thing and one thing alone. It's all wrapped up in one word, believe. He says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever believeth, everyone that believeth, is justified by Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Romans, everyone that believeth. And so here's what he says. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But listen to this. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. That's where you would get the righteousness that takes you to heaven. The righteousness of Jesus Christ being put onto your account as if you had done it, even though you didn't do any righteousness. The righteousness that is by faith, which is in Jesus Christ, okay, is put on your account. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. See, when you then confess that with your mouth and pray and say, I believe, Jesus, save me. You know, I'm trusting you, Jesus, alone, 100%. Please say. See, that confession is just a result of the fact that you believe. The Bible says, I believed, therefore have I spoken. And so, the prayer is not what saves you. That's why you'll notice throughout the Bible, and I believe in praying for salvation because it says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Jesus said to the woman at the well, if thou knewest who it was that said unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given to thee living water. And so God says, ask and ye shall receive. He says, ask for salvation and I'll give it to you. Believe on me, it's all through me. But see, you'll find about, I could probably think of right now about 10 instances in the Bible of someone praying for salvation. But you know what I can show you literally over 500 times? And I've gone through it. I mean, I've studied it and I've highlighted over 500 verses that say that salvation is by faith, that it's by what you believe, that what you believe is what saves you, over 500 times. And so God emphasizes belief. That's what he emphasizes for salvation, because it's all about what you believe. Whether you go to heaven or not is not based on how you live, it's based on what you believe. Now look, if I asked somebody, let's say I won somebody to the Lord, okay, and I said, you know, I went through the whole plan of salvation with them, and then they prayed and asked Jesus to save them, and I said, why are you going to, do you know for sure you're going to heaven now? And they say, yeah, I know I'm going to heaven. Why? Now, if I ask somebody that, you know what they say? Because I've asked many people that I've won to the Lord. I say, why are you going to heaven? This is what they say, inevitably, because I believe. That's what they say. Because that's what I emphasize in my gospel presentation. Believing. Why? Because I believe. Because I believe on Jesus. Because it's all Jesus. Okay? I've been out soul winning with a lot of people that are just kind of like, 1, 2, 3, repeat after me. You know what I mean? They're just like, okay, look, Jesus died for you, now pray this prayer. And then you'll ask them, and I've seen people ask them, why are you going to heaven? And they'll say this, because I prayed. Now, people that say, because I prayed, okay, I'm not saying they're not saved, but if everybody that you ask says, because I prayed, a lot of times you'll find people that just ask Jesus into their heart, so to speak. Say, well, I asked Jesus into my heart. And you'll run into people that you know are not saved at all because they're going to some Catholic church or they're going to some charismatic church and they don't believe anything that we believe out of the Bible. They don't believe that it's eternal life through Jesus Christ. But they'll say, well, I'm going to heaven because I asked Jesus into my heart because I prayed. Look, Salvation is not because you prayed. Salvation is because you believe on Jesus Christ with your heart. And so when you believe on Jesus Christ, that's salvation. It's not repeat these magic words. The prayer is just evidence of what you believe. And believing is what saves you. You see, and Jesus, one day the Bible says, is people's what comes out of their mouth is going to justify you. Or what comes out of your mouth is going to damn you to hell. And so one day Jesus at the judgment, and this is not talking about saved people, this is talking about unsaved people, when the dead are judged before God, he says they're going to give an account for every word they said. Every time they said that it was not through Jesus, every time they said that it was by works, or every time they said something blaspheming Jesus or cussed Jesus, that'll all be recounted to them. And they're going to be condemned by what came out of their mouth. The Catholic who says, I'm going to go to heaven because I live a good life, They're going to have that replayed to them at the judgment seat and say, no, you did not believe. You will go to hell. In the courtroom of God's justice in the white throne of judgment in Revelation chapter 20.